past 11. Terry's on the line at Cairns North. G'day, Terry.
Yeah, hi, John. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Terence. What are you saying?
Yeah, that Christmas deal sounds really great.
Isn't it a great idea? I just love people that come up with ideas like this. They think more about other people than they do about themselves. They're precious.
That's for sure. Yeah, and we've got more homeless and down and outers here than previous.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been an employee of Cairns Base Hospital many years ago as a registered nurse. And in fact, when the old casualty had a wooden veranda around it, that's how back far I go.
Okay.
I had a need to go to outpatients the other day for an outpatient appointment. Now, there was a bit 50 or 60 people, patients there. Mm. Now, honestly, I was appalled to be part of the health profession. There was people sitting on the floor, sitting on coffee tables because there was inadequate chairs for them. I spoke to one of the employees and said, you know, this needs to be raised at your next team meeting. And the reply was, it doesn't, it just gets left. Now, they spent a numerous amount of dollars on the executive suites, upgrading their toilets and day rooms or whatever. And yet here we have patients, locals, and they mainly were elderly. There's a little old lady sitting on a coffee table, which I was concerned would be a workplace health and safety issue. Mm. But, yeah, it just seems they're little things that make caring care, you know, and I didn't see it there at all.
Was it crowded as well?
It'll be 40 or 50 people in for different clinics, but all in the one area.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, one little old lady had a name called out, but by the time she got there, they got someone else in because she had to walk that far, that she'd been sitting around the corner.
No.
It's just a nightmare. And as I say, I'm embarrassed to be part of the health profession. We did have a really good team approach at the hospital, but I still call it the base. And we're all proud to be part of that service. But it's just something that it put me to the point that I needed to contact you, because they're contacting their leaders or their executives, and nothing's been done.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently.
Now, is the entrance to outpatients Lake Street or Esplanade?
No, it's you can go either way. It's just where the information is, you know, where the kiosk is.
Yeah, I know.
It's just along from there on to the left.
I know where the kiosk is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just another thing. I've been an aged care manager, CEO, director of nursing, and I'm just a bit of awareness that with this ice epidemic that we've got going, who's going to be looking after them in 10 years' time when they're brain dead? I'm concerned that they'll be taking up residential aged care beds.
Mm.
And this is going to be something that's got to be sought through.
Who are these people again? Go through the details again. Sorry.
Your mob that are on the ice now.
Oh, I see what you're talking
drug
about.
Addicts. Yeah. They're going to be brain dead and they won't be able to look after themselves. They'll probably be 30, 40 years of age, and yet they're going to be blocking really required residential aged care beds, I think. Unless someone starts building more mental health units, and I can't see the government putting bricks and mortar into place back in Cairns, we're looking at home care nursing now. I'm just concerned that this is way, and which will also need a new management care plan on how to care for these people with this affliction. You know, aged care has a certificate for an individual support, and I don't believe there's no certificate on how to look after people on
ice
drug
addicts.
Abuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't this interesting? You know, I'm so pleased you brought this up, because we just think, oh, well, you know, they're just going to have a normal aged care situation. They're not. Obviously, you're saying they're going to be a real handful because of the impact it's had on their brains.
That's correct. That's correct, mate. And they'll be more demanding. And as I say, there has to be a new training phase put in place on how to handle the aesthetics. And I can remember when casually, you know, on a Friday night, you could deal with drunks.
Yeah.
And you could just pacify them. But nowadays, I know that they've got security there, and I don't work there anymore. Out in the communities, is that you can't pacify someone both drunk and on ice. There's no way that you can calm them down or mediate as such. They're just beyond it. So it's just a warning, I think, that the health professions need to look at.
Yeah.
Is what is going to happen in 10, 15 years' time when these people are going to be walking zombies and unable to care for themselves, feed themselves, bath themselves, and become a burden on society. I hate that word, burden. Yeah, that's what it will
be. Oh, no, it paints a picture. This has been really interesting, Terry. Thank you. Terry on the line. He's a former registered nurse at the hospital about the facilities or lack of them there in outpatients, and also this emerging challenge, how the hell they're going to cope with this tidal wave of ice addicts as they age. It's 28 past 11.
Some faults on your car.